It's Friday, which means it's time to get our best bets in as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, joins us as she does every Friday. And Ariel, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. It's your favorite time of year. Baseball is back. And what do you think of the Birds of Baltimore?
Friday to all you Orioles fans. You must be feeling good. I know people don't like to overreact. I do. I had my dad with me yesterday at the Yankees opening day. He's a diehard Orioles fan, always has been, from the Baltimore area. He was watching on his phone, got the DirecTV stream because MLB TV was down. And we were absolutely thriving. I'm not even a diehard Orioles fan, big Yankees fan, as you know. The Orioles at 16-1. I said to bet it last week. I loved it. People are so high on the Red Sox. They're unproven. You know who's proven? The Orioles. The Orioles lineup has proven themselves as a legitimate playoff contender. The lineup is young. It's great. They have a chip on their shoulder after being a one seed losing in the playoffs, after losing last year in the playoffs. Even though they don't have an ace like Corbin Burns, Brandon Hyde, 2 years ago, didn't have an ace. And guess what? They won the division and had 103 wins. I'm very high on this Orioles team.
Ariel, Adley Rutschman really struggled in the second half of last year. But with that being said, is this the time to maybe sprinkle on him for MVP?
I wouldn't blame anybody for putting money on Adley Rutschman to win MVP. I actually have to go look on the sites because in New York we can't bet MVP. So I have to go digging for the odds. But anything longer than 10-1 on a future, I can't fault you. Rutschman not only had a down year the second half last year, he should bounce back. He had a great rookie campaign. The Orioles completely changed their franchise once he came up to the bigs. Catchers are kind of like offensive linemen in the NFL. We don't really give them enough credit for what they do. Rutschman, being a young catcher who has helped everybody, even pitchers that aren't named Corbin Burns. I mean, this team, with his defense, with his leadership, with his bat, yesterday, every time Rutschman was up to bat, my dad goes, "He did it again. He did it again." Rutschman is the heart of this team in so many ways. He is the reason they have turned things around as a franchise outside of Brandon Hyde. Rutschman to win MVP. If the Orioles are in the division race, like I think they will be, especially the World Series race, yeah, MVP, Adley Rutschman, let's do it.
So your own rooting interest, do you overreact to yesterday's Yankee win, the win-aided only home runs in Yankee Stadium bloop shots, Devin Williams' 37-pitch outing? Are you tranquil? Are you good?
I like how you phrased all that. Setting me up for failure. I've not been high on the Yankees since Gerrit Cole was out for the year. Now, maybe they make a move and remember that they're the Yankees and could go get somebody at the trade deadline, and that brings me a little hope, okay? The Yankees fans yesterday got the bad karma that they deserved. I was walking around the stadium. People are high-fiving each other that Clay Holmes was, having a bad start for the Mets and doing Clay Holmes things. I got so much crap from Brewers fans when we got Devin Williams that they said, good luck. I said, okay, I'm, actually glad that the Yankees have a real closer. Yeah. Then yesterday happened. I said, okay, well, that was the Yankees fans' bad karma for laughing about Clay Holmes, because Clay Holmes basically came out of the bullpen yesterday for the Yankees, getting into a jam, luckily giving up one run and getting out of it. I was sweating. I'm just not high on the Yankees, and that's why I put my money on the Orioles, because I'm going to hedge my happiness and be happy for my dad and my family and all my co-Ravens fans when the Orioles actually do better than the Yankees this year.
We're talking with our friend Ariel Epstein. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, Ariel, let's get to a couple of plays for today. And Arizona Diamondbacks hosting the Chicago Cubs tonight. What are you looking at with Merrill Kelly?
I'm looking at his over on his strikeout prop. You can get it at plus money at 4.5 Ks. Last season, Kelly averaged just over 5 strikeouts a game against high K rate teams. At home, he went over 4.5 strikeouts, Kelly, in 2 of 3 home starts when facing these more strikeout-prone lineups. The Cubs averaged just over 5 strikeouts a game last year against righty starters. I know that the Cubs haven't struck out that much in the first 3 games of the year. Kelly's done well in these spots, though. With plus money on that over 4.5, it's a low number. He would have never been here against the Cubs in a month from now. It would be 5.5, so I'll take a shot at it with the good value.
Sweet 16 is tonight, but the NBA's coming down the stretch in their regular season. What are some of your top plays in the association tonight, Ariel?
You could look at Darius Garland over his assists at 6.5. He averages 7.5 per game on the second leg of a back-to-back, and 8.5 when on the road with Donovan Mitchell playing. Mitchell is the more offensive weapon on the second leg of a back-to-back, averaging about 25 points a game in that spot, and his points props 23.5. You can also look to this Hornets-Raptors game. My favorite thing to do is bet on the Hornets when LaMelo Ball's out. So Mark Williams, the center, he's averaging 16 points a game when Ball is out. Someone's got to make up for that production. The Raptors have no size. Take the over on Williams' points at 14.5.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
The Prop Queen Pod's debuting today, live streaming 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Check it out on X, on Prop Queen Sports, Ariel Epstein, YouTube at Prop Queen Sports, Twitch at Prop Queen Sports. Be on from 5 to 6 with all the prop analysis for the day.
Awesome. Ariel, thanks as always. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, guys.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
You don't have to tell him twice.
Fastest gun in the West, it's Beltway Ben Hall, and what are you looking at?
I got three college basketball plays for you here. We'll start with Houston minus 8.5. I think this is going to be a men amongst boys game. Houston is ready this year. I think this is their season. I think they're going to win it all. Purdue's due for a blowout loss. They've gotten by and had some stuff go their way.
Mm-hmm.
I think Houston knows when there's blood in the water, and they're going to feel that today. I think they cover, win this game, and it's a blowout from the jump. I like Michigan's team total under 73.5 points. Auburn's defense has tuned it up in postseason play, and I think a little bit of that has to do with their offense not clicking as much as usual. Looking at a lot of their elite defensive opponents against Michigan, Michigan State, Maryland, Wisconsin, they've all held Michigan under this. Auburn's 11th in KenPom's defensive rating, so I think Michigan's going to have their hands full tonight. They're a much better defensive team than they are on offense. I think they struggle offensively, and I think Auburn covers, honestly. My last play, Tennessee's team total over 74.5 points. They're over this in 8 of their last 10, and some are very close to the number. They went under this twice against Kentucky during the regular season, but it's not the same team. Kentucky is not very good defensively. I think Tennessee clicks tonight and figure things out and finally ends that losing streak to Kentucky.
Ben Hall, where can the people find you?
At BH Journalist on Twitter. It's been a busy few weeks, but we will have a stream.
Yeah!
Definitely. 1,000% nice. Ken's favorite tomorrow.
Yeah.
Saturday for MLB and college basketball tomorrow.
Ooh, he's got the best streams. Beltway Ben Hall, BH Journalist on Twitter is where you can find him. Coming up next, though, it's just one game. But why are we really buying a bounce-back season from Adley Rutschman after watching said one game? It's Totally Radley. We'll tell you next here on The Fan.